Hello, I'm Jennifer Neville with this week's Middle East report. Coming up, as Israel heads into the springtime holidays, the streets of ancient Jerusalem remain quiet. Well-known Bible commentator David Silver believes we're moving into Ezekiel 38, and Israel is aiding US with intelligence on the Straits of Hormuz. War in Israel this year has seen the streets of ancient Jerusalem basically empty for the springtime holidays. As Israel is waiting to see if the war with Iran will be dwindling down by the dateline set by America for the coming week. With more on these stories, here is news correspondent Kent Allen.
Jewish holidays are connected to the cycles of the moon, and the night before Passover, the sky in Jerusalem was clear and illuminated by a full moon, but the start of Passover itself was cloudy and raining. The Passover day this year was on the day before Good Friday. Due to incoming missiles and drones from Iran, South Lebanon, and now also from North Yemen, the Israeli Army Home Front Command continues to limit public gatherings to no more than 50 people in any outdoor setting. Indoor settings are limited to no more than 100 people if a bomb shelter is accessible at the place of gathering. Accordingly, in Jerusalem, the main religious sites to Jews, Christians, and Muslims remain basically off limits at this time. The Wailing Wall Plaza is empty. The plaza of the Muslim Shrine and Mosque on the Temple Mount is empty. And the Church of the Holy Sepulchre is also empty. In an address to the nation before the start of Passover, Prime Minister Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu said that the war with Iran last June and now the current war with Iran have removed the existential threat, in his words, of Iran's nuclear armament program and Iran's massive buildup of ballistic missiles. The American President Mr. Trump has set a deadline for the start of next week to determine progress in negotiations with Iran to end the war under the threat of the United States military beginning to attack Iran's economic infrastructure of oil, gas, and electricity should the next phase of the war begin. Thus, this year, the springtime holidays and commemorations of Passover, the Passion Week, and Easter Sunday see the old walled city of ancient Jerusalem basically empty. This is Kent Allen reporting from Jerusalem.
In other news, as the war in Israel is in its fifth week, I spoke earlier to David Silver, founder of Out of Zion Ministries, and invited him to give an update on the war and the spiritual significance of events at this time.
You know, between America and Israel, we really are winning the war by a long shot. But having said that, Iran and Hezbollah are still able to launch rockets at us. And I think there were 600 rockets launched from Hezbollah in Lebanon over a 24-hour period. The thing is, I think if this was any other kind of war apart from with religious fanatics, they would have surrendered by now. But of course, these people aren't very likely to surrender, so it carries on. So they're taking a real beating, but they're not ready to give up yet.
So is there any further news on Trump's talks with Iran to end the war?
We don't really know what he's up to. You know, Israel's afraid that he'll end the war prematurely, which will just bring peace temporarily, but it'll bring another round. And, you know, when they rebuild their facilities, and Iran may end up with an even more radical regime.
Do most Israelis continue to support Netanyahu in this war?
I think he has the support of the majority of the people here, because, you know, we all feel the same way. We want this thing to finish once and for all, particularly with Iran. And when it ends with Iran, it'll end with Hamas and Hezbollah as well, because they're all, you know, they're all backed and supported by Iran. And the Middle East will really change its face once this is over, hopefully with the regime change.
Now, I understand one of the main Iranian leaders responsible for the Strait of Hormuz has been killed. So what can you give an update on this, and what will this mean for the shipping that goes through this Strait of Hormuz, particularly carrying oil and petroleum?
Yeah, he was the commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy. Mm. So he was a top guy, and he was the one responsible for the blockage on the strait. But, you know, Iran even said it, that, you know, if we kill their leaders, there's always someone ready to step into their shoes. What bothers me, or, I'm questioning, is the fact that most of the Gulf states, in fact, the Gulf states have received many times more Iranian missiles than we have, and they're not happy about it, but they at this point in time, they haven't done anything physical about it. However, I see that one of them anyway, I can't remember which one it was, is now ready to join Trump's coalition to forcibly open up the Straits of Hormuz. But, you know, if Saudi Arabia and all of those others joined America and Israel, would have a much better chance of finishing this quicker. Yeah. And, I mean, the same goes for the UK and Europe as well, and Canada, who aren't wanting to get involved. But the longer it goes, more people will die. So it's not a very good situation with these NATO nations. And I mean, Trump's openly said that he's very, very upset and angry with the lack of support from NATO.
I mean, there has been talk about the members of the Abrahamic Accord from opening up a different route to bypass the Strait of Hormuz to get the ships through. Have you heard anything about this?
Yeah, there's, well, I think in the last oil crisis, they laid a pipeline all the way across Saudi Arabia, which is obviously still there, and it wouldn't take much to run a pipe further into Eilat, into Israel, and from there we could supply the ships with their oil, and that of course would also bring Israel and Saudi Arabia closer together. But I'm not sure whether we're ready for that to happen yet, but it would be a solution. I mean, that when you look at that Strait of Hormuz, it's a ridiculous kind of kink, in the ocean there, that isn't easy for ships to get through, and it's easy for Iran or whoever wants to blockade it. So we need to be able to get around that.
And looking at the situation prophetically and spiritually, what do you think God wants to do through this war? Do you think God is aligning the nations at the moment for the end time harvest? What do you feel spiritually about it all, David?
Yeah, well, a lot of people think that we're moving very closely into Ezekiel 38 and the final, well, one of the final wars, but I'm not so sure about that. But we definitely are, prophecy is definitely unfolding, and hopefully more and more Jewish people are, thinking seriously about making Aliyah. Mm. I read just yesterday that, with Passover coming up, the people, the Jews and the nations, particularly the UK, are very concerned about, terror attacks over the Passover holiday. So they need to get thinking properly about coming back to Israel. So that's one of the other things that I believe God is doing and always doing, is he wants his people home, and he'll do what it takes to bring that to pass.
How significant is this time with Passover approaching at this time, when, of course, God delivered his people out of Egypt? How significant is this time as the Jewish people and the Gentiles come together to, celebrate Passover?
Well, of course, these feasts, these festivals are God's appointed times, and he's always doing something up in heaven while we're celebrating down here. And, you know, the Passover, of course, was the deliverance of the Jewish people from the evil, cruel Pharaoh in Egypt. So in some ways, what's going on now really more applies to the Iranians who hopefully will be delivered from the cruel and evil Ayatollahs. I've actually just started writing an article, so I don't have a full answer to your question, but, you know, Passover is going to be quite limited this year because all public Passover celebrations have been cancelled because we're not allowed to gather in large numbers. And so it'll be family and friends, but hopefully we won't be interrupted by rocket sirens while we're celebrating.
And David, in all that you've been sharing, how would you encourage our listeners to be praying, particularly for Israel and for Iran at this time, particularly the people in Iran at this time?
Yeah, let's first of all pray for protection over the people in Israel and the people in Iran from any harm by the missiles, and also pray that God will use what's going on, you know, to open their eyes to see Yeshua and to bring them to salvation. And just the other thing to pray is, of course, is pray that God will have his hand on President Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu, and that they will do what he, you know, what he wants them to do.
That was David Silver. For more details, email david@outofzion.org. Finally, Israel is helping the U.S. manage the Strait of Hormuz crisis through intelligence, a senior Israeli security official said Monday. The official said Israel's strikes on Iranian steel plants earlier this week had caused damage worth billions of dollars and had become a major preoccupation of Tehran. He said Israel was very close to achieving the objectives it has set for itself in Iran. Meanwhile, please continue to pray for the Lord's protection over Israel, especially during this Passover season. This ends this edition of the Middle East Report. Please join me again next time for the latest news from Israel and the Middle East. For more details, go to onlinemiddleeastreport.com.